gotta get to the Daily Dust, y'all.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should not repeat gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
58-year-old Salma Hayek gets one of the four covers for this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
I used to look at this magazine. It never crossed my mind that I could be in that cover because they didn't look like me. You know, my body is not necessarily the model type. And it just, I never thought that was a possibility. And for it to happen when I'm 58,
yeah.
I mean, it's really shocking.
Yeah, they don't want me. She joins Olympian Jordan Chiles, influencer Olivia Dunn, and model Lauren Chan. Halle Berry broke the dress code at the Cannes Film Festival and had to change. Not because it was revealing, because her train was too long. They put a limit on the trains. Mindy Irwin shared an update after missing the Steve Irwin gala due to a medical emergency. Y'all, this is 1 hour after her surgery.
I am forever grateful to Dr. Seshkin and the entire team at Lenox Hill Hospital. Thank you guys for your kind words, for your support. I'm sorry if I'm a little out of it in this video, but I just wanted you to know that I'm on the road to recovery.
Yeah. The 26-year-old underwent surgery to remove her appendix, treat lesions for endometriosis, and while they were in there, they repaired a hernia. Jude Law and Andrew Garfield will play Siegfried and Roy in an Apple TV limited series called Wild Things. Y'all, I cannot wait. And Joy Behar reminded Jimmy Fallon during a recent episode of The View that she once emailed him by mistake thinking he was Jimmy Kimmel. And when Fallon never received it or said he didn't, she showed him proof that she did have his email address.
You keep doing this, by the way, Joy. Every time I come on, you tell me that you email me. You don't have my email. There's no way. I've never gotten anything from you.
Do not announce his email address on national television.
You never send me a I don't get a Christmas card. Something. I get nothing.
What's that? Huh? What's that?
That's me.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Receipts.
Wait, that is me.
She had the receipts. Kunal Nayar, you know, Raj Kuthrapali, says he made everyone else on the Big Bang Theory set mad because he was always breaking. Y'all, he cracks. I don't know how they didn't laugh all the time. They were all so funny. Olivia Munn discussed how she and John Mulaney named their daughter after her mom's alleged nickname June, only to learn later that it was made up.
I think I know what happened. Did you just want to talk that day? So you came up with this story that people call you June, but no one has ever called you June? She goes, yes, people call me June. I said, when? She goes, in 1987, two women call me June. I was like, you know what? It's staying June. We're not changing it.
Yeah, she said she hoped June didn't grow up to be as big a liar as her mom. That's awesome. All right, I got a Kardashian alert. You know, this trial thing is going on in Paris. Kim Kardashian wore $7 million worth of diamonds to testify against the men who tied her up and stole her jewelry in Paris in 2016. Of course she did. She said she believed she was going to die that night and told the robbers that she had babies and needed to live. One of the grandpa burglars actually wrote to her and apologized and asked for her forgiveness after he was arrested. And she actually said she forgave him. So anyway, all right, there you go. $7 million in diamonds. I don't even know what to say about that, except there you go. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. You're welcome.